It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Institute for Responsible Citizenship is an intensive leadership development program for African Americans enrolled in colleges and universities across America. Robert Morris University sophomore Nolan Keyes is the first student from the university to receive this honor, and he joins us now by phone to discuss it and his educational future. Nolan Keyes, congratulations and welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
Explain to us the process that you had to go through to be named an Institute Scholar.
There was definitely a rigorous process to be selected. It was a long application which required your transcripts, letters of recommendation, several essays to be written. The list goes on and on. But what they really looked for was they looked for students who had serious service in the community, as well as did exceptionally well in school. And I guess I just happened to have both.
Well, that's great. And I'm curious about what this program is all about and how it's going to help you get where you want to go, because you want to become an orthopedic surgeon, right?
Yes, I do.
So tell us about this program and what you're going to gain from it.
Okay, well, this program was founded to help young African-American males achieve, as well as mentor younger students who are coming along. And it's what they want us to do is to unite, learn about the constitutional rights, and learn about economic principles, and then utilize those to, as well as an internship in our field, to become better citizens in the society.
And how has RMU helped you in your quest, in this particular quest to be named the Institute Scholar? Did you get a lot of support from the university? I imagine you did.
Yes, I got a lot of support from the university. First off, they provide me with a great education. I love the small classes, and the professors have all been really helpful. They wrote me exceptional letters of recommendation. And they also formed a team with the Career Center as well as the Student Success Center that we have on campus. And they helped me organize everything that I needed for my application. They sent it for me. They grabbed my transcripts once I signed off on them. They actually sent everything that I needed to have done. They made sure I was on track with getting things in a timely fashion. And they just provided me with emotional support the whole time.
And you're in good company here. There are apparently in the some of the institutions represented in the Institute's class of 2017 are Princeton University, the University of Chicago, USC, North Carolina, at Chapel Hill. I mean, this is pretty heady company, isn't it?
Yes, it's slightly intimidating coming from really prestigious schools, but I've already been in a group chat with them, and they seem like a very educated and very friendly group of gentlemen.
The president of Robert Morris University, Chris Howard, has been a guest on this program, and I was reading some of his comments about you winning this honor, and he just seems to be absolutely over the moon. Have you heard from him? What have the exchanges been like with President Howard, who, of course, is a Rhodes Scholar?
Yes, he was absolutely instrumental in getting me to this point. He was the one who informed the school of this opportunity. I had the chance to speak with him in person. I ran into him in the hallway, and he was the one that encouraged me to do this, as well as he's provided me with a lot of advice and support with the selection process. And he's very proud of me, and that means a lot. That I was able to be accepted for this.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Robert Morris University sophomore Nolan Keyes, the first student from his university to receive the honor of being included in the Institute for Responsible Citizenship's Intensive Leadership Development Program. It's for African American students enrolled in colleges and universities across America, and Mr. Keyes was in competition with many of them to be part of this honor, or to receive this honor, an internship, which is in your field of research, Do you have any preferences in where or on what you would want that to be on?
Well, like you mentioned, I want to be an orthopedic surgeon in the future, and that's what I'm aspiring to be. So I'm hoping to get a internship where I can work along with an orthopedic surgeon, or if not, a biomedical engineer that works primarily with replacement of bones and joints.
Where do you hope to be? Let's project into the future, say 10 years from now. Where do you hope to be, and how is this going to help you get there?
I hope to either be finishing up med school or to be in my residency program already, and this will help me get there because it will give me already experience. I'll be able to talk to an orthopedic surgeon and get advice, someone who has already gone through the path that I'm hoping to take, and that will prepare me even more so than someone, let's say, who is not an institute member or did not have the opportunity to have an internship with an orthopedic surgeon. And I would be able to be encouraged to learn more, to try harder, and in the end, to be a better orthopedic surgeon.
We've been talking with Robert Morris University student Nolan Keyes, a biomedical engineering major, the first Robert Morris University student to be named an Institute Scholar by the highly selective Institute for Responsible Citizenship in Washington, D.C. Nolan Keyes, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Tomorrow, our St. Patrick's Day special featuring famous Pittsburgh Irishmen, including actor Joe Flaherty of SCTV fame, a Pittsburgh native. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.